This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining. Just one little ha'ara, really very short little piece. Just a couple of moments. The Gemara on Daf Nunvav, Amar Aleph, brought a machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding the status of what Rashi calls Bia Grua. Now, from the headline of the Gemara, Echad Hama'arav, Echad Hagoymer Kana, and the Gemara says, what are you kinda for? Rav says you're kinda for everything, and Shmuel says you're only kinda to Yarshin the brother, and to exempt her from Yibam. And the Gemara brings two different Lashonos, according to the first Lashon, from Nisuin, if she fell from Nisuin, everybody would agree that she would be able to eat Truma. And the machloikis, because she ate Shuma originally, the machloikis is if she falls from Eras. Meaning if she falls from Nisuin, since she was eating Truma before, she would continue to eat Truma Lukuleyama. The machloikis is from Erasin. On the other hand, the Gemara brings another Lashon, that Minha Erasin, everybody agrees she does not eat Truma because she was not eating before. They argue Minanasuin. Okay, now from the headline of the Gemara is mashma, that this machloikis is referring to a case where you do a bia grua. What's a bia grua? Any kind of bia grua. Ha'ara, ha'ara, or shoigig. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, kana l'chol, be'achas min abiyas ha'gruas halalu, kana l'chol davar. Any of these bias gruis, you're kind of for everything. Now, to me, that implies any of the bias gruis. What are any of the bias gruis? B'shoigeg, ba'oines, or if you do hara. In other words, and Shmuel would say you're not kind of. However, then, right, so from that Rashi, I would assume kana l'kol refers to any of the bios grois. The next Rashi says that in the Shita of Shmuel, the parshas yivamim shekasa ba mikrozeh yivama yava yaleha, the darshin le bein b'shoigeg, bein memezid, bein ba'oines, bein b'ratzoin, Rashi does not say bein b'hara, bein b'gmar bia. Isn't that interesting? Perhaps that's because, since Hara, how do I know Hara by Yibam? The Gemara learned it out on Daf Nun Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara learned it out. Ela Yivam Eli Yavamin Alan. Asya Bia Bia. We learn out Bia Bia L'chaira from Chai Ve'lavin. So I have a Gzera Shava, that Hara is a Bia Gemura. Maybe the reason why this Rashi in Shmuel, who says you're only Koina Lagabi, the things mentioned in the Parsha, maybe the reason why Rashi only talks about Shoigeg and Oines, but not Hara, is because Rashi is of the opinion that when it comes to Hara, even Shmuel would agree that it's like a Bia Gemura and you're Koina for everything. So that's what I would say Rashi's Mashma. And in fact, what we just suggested, right now, it's interesting, in the earlier Rashi, and when Rashi is expressing the opinion of Rav, Rashi says, kana l'chol, you're kana for everything, be'achas min abiyos ha'gruos halalu, any of the bios gruos. But that's not contrary to what we said, because in Rav's opinion, you're kana l'gamri, in any of the cases. Certainly in Hara, but even in the case of Shoigeg and Oines. But in Shmuel, who says you're not Koine Legamri, Shmuel, Rashi's Mashma, only says it by Shoigeg or by Oines, but not by Hara. And in fact, if you look in Toisvus, Devei Hamaschal, Lidvarim, Toisvus says, do you have in your Toisvus, if you have an Oiz V'Hadar Gemara, there should be a dot two-thirds of the way down into the Toisvus. But the first word on the line is dialfinon, and the fourth word on the line is veloy pligi ela bebias shoigeg ukiyotzaba. The machlokes Rav and Shmuel is only by bias shoigeg. Avo b'ha'ara, but when it comes to ha'ara, dekanya nami ba'alma, that you're kaina in the Velt Arayin, meaning you're always kaina with Hara, meaning by marriage you're kaina b'Hara. Ubiya hi l'chol davar, as opposed to bias shoigeg or bias oines, where it's not a kinyan. Loi pligiba, it's not a machloikis. Everybody agrees Hara, then she would be oichal b'truma. So Tosus is saying a chiddush that we were medayik in Rashi. Namely, the whole machloikis of this sugya is bias shoigeg and bias oines, but it does not apply to Ha'ara. Okay. Says Tosus, so then if it's not going on Ha'ara, umasha kav machlokusan kan amas nisin, the echad agur mechad hama'ara, that which it's koivea, that which shas is koivea, the machloikis Rav and Shmuel on our Mishnah, which says echad hagoymer ve echad hama'ara, I would explain what Tosus means is what the fact that the Gemara is koveya the machlokes on the headline of the Mishnah echad hamaarav echad hagoymer. It should really be going on the headline of the Mishnah echad shoygeg echad mezid echad oynus echad ratzon. Lav mishum da ala pligi, not because they argue about it. Ela mishum de mesayim ba kana, because it says the word kana. Because if you look back earlier in the Mishnah says, Bein ba'oines, bein ba'ratzain, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid. But it doesn't say anything about kaina. So the Gemara waited until the Mishnah says the word kana to comment on what is the meaning of kana. Not because they argue by hara, but it's going, Ela mishum demesayim ba'kana, de'kainami abiyas shoigeg, kein nira l'ri. That is how the Ri explains the sugya, that by Hara there is no machlokes whatsoever. Everybody agrees it's a bia gemura. The machlokes is by shoygeg and oines. However, Tosfos says, ubi yushalmi, if you look in the Yushalmi, ika plugtayu, there's a machlokes, v'ika demuki plugtayu b'ha'ara. There are those who say Rav and Shmuel argue not only by oines and shoygeg, but by ha'ara as well. So Tosfos says, I would learn the Bavli, they don't argue about Hara, but if you look in the Yushalmi, they do argue about Hara as well. Okay, that's the Tosfos. Comes the Karen Oira, and the Karen Oira just explains very simply, what is this Machloikis, Bavli and Yushalmi? The Gemara says, Rav Amar Kana Lachal, Ushmuel Amar Loi Kana, Ela Lidvarim Ha'amurim Beparsha. Upirish Rashi v'Tosfos. Now the Karen Oira takes for granted the diuk we made in Rashi, that Rashi would agree that they only argue about shoygeg. The birbiya shoygeg pligi ki the mashma kula shmaitin. Ava b'harav loy pligi ulakule yama loy kana. Ubi shami mashma the pligi nami b'harav. The shami's mashma they argue about hara as well. Ukamayi shehiviu harishayim zal. The Rishonim all bring the Yushalmi that the Machlokes is about Hara as well. Says the Karen Oira, the Machlokes Bavli and the Yushalmi is a Machlokes L'shitasam. Says the Karen Oira, V'nira de L'shitasayu Azli. The Bavli and Yushalmi go according to their respective Shitas. L'shitas Talmudin, according to Shitas Talmud Bavli. How do I know Ha'ara, nafgale me kicha kicha, oi bebia bia. I make a gzereshava kicha kicha, or bia bia. Hara by marriage, I learn out, kicha kicha. It says by chayve krisos isha asher yikach es achoysoi, and it says by chayve lavin lo yikachu. And it says by marriage, ki yikach ish isha. And it says by yibum bia, by chai ve'lavin it says lo yavay mamzer. And it says by yibum yivama yavay aleha. So basically I have a gzeres shava. So therefore, according to the Bavli, it's a full-fledged kinyan that's learned out of a gzeres shava. Bavadei kinyan gamaru, kigmar bia, diminol elechalik, it's for sure a full kinyan. Like the Gemara Bia, because why would I differentiate? Avo Yushalmi kvar kasavti le'el demarbi lekule lebia shoygeg la'ara mechad kra. The Yushalmi learns out from the same pasuk, shoygeg and hara. Kedamrin on Hosni Yishalmi says, Yavama Yavaya Lea, Zumidas, Ulukachla Isha, Fil Shaloi Midas. Vechain, Yavama Yavaya Lea, Zubia Gamura, Ulukachla Isha, Fil Biosheina Gamura. So Shoigeg and Ha'ara are all learned out from the same Pasuk. So Kulu Damin Ladadi. According to Manda Amr, that you're not koina, only those things that are stated in the parsha, gam hara b'chlal, hara would be included in that umbrella category. And that's all I got for you today. Okay, so that's the machlokes bavli and Yishalmi. Tosfos learns, and the Rishonim learn our sugya, that the machlokes is only by Bia Shogeg. I will say that when I learned the Gemara, I thought it was talking about Hara, because Rashi begins the sugya saying that it's talking about any of the Bia's Gerois, and I didn't realize the second Rashi was he conspicuously omits Hara, he only talks about Shogeg and Oynes, but Tosfos says explicitly, according to the Bavli, there's no machlokes about Hara, and the Rishonim bring down the Yishalmi learns machlokes bad hara, and the Karanoro says it's the Bavli Yishalmi l'shitase. Rabbi Yisai, have a great day. Kol tov. Be well.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.